Doctor Who, Marco Polo by John Lucarotti, read by Xenia Merton. Chapter 1, Roof of the World.
Freezing cold outside, Susan said, looking at the external temperature thermometer in the TARDIS. -20. Fahrenheit or centigrade, Barbara asked.
Centigrade, Susan replied.
Ian did a rapid mental calculation.
36 degrees of frost Fahrenheit, he said.
Chilly.
Chilly? Where chilly, Grandfather? Susan asked.
The doctor went to the digital time orientation printout on the central control panel and pressed the appropriate button.
Earth, he said, in the year 1289.
Certainly not the Caribbean then, Ian muttered.
There's no call for sarcasm, Chesterton, the doctor sounded vexed. We'll move on.
He operated the dematerialization control and all the lights went out. Hastily, the doctor took his pencil torch from his breast pocket and shone it on the main fuse box.
The circuit breakers jumped, he said. Must have been a minor overload somewhere.
He reconnected the breaker, but nothing happened.
I can't work by torchlight, he added testily. Open the door, someone.
What? In -20, Susan exclaimed.
"Put on your coat, child," the doctor replied, "but open the door so that I can see what I am doing."
"It might be the middle of the night," Barbara observed.
"And it might equally be the middle of the day," the doctor retorted.
Ian opened the door and was hit by an icy gust of wind. He shut it quickly.
"Daylight," he reported.
"Then wrap up warmly," the doctor advised.
You'd think that something as sophisticated as the TARDIS would have a standby emergency lighting system, Ian grumbled.
It doesn't need one, the doctor snapped. This situation can't happen.
Out of respect, the others refrained from pointing out that it could and had. Using the pencil torch for light, they put on their warmest clothes, and Ian opened the door again. The sunlight reflected off the snow was blinding, and they had to squint against it whilst their eyes adjusted. Ian, Susan and Barbara went outside.
Where are we? Susan asked.
The Arctic, Antarctica, the Andes, Siberia, the Himalayas, Ian replied.
But not the Alps.
Why not? Barbara said.
Ian grinned at her.
No one's yodeling.
Look at those.
Susan was awestruck as she pointed to the huge prints in the snow.
A yeti? An abominable snowman? Barbara ventured.
Ian shielded his eyes and looked at the horizon. There were mountains all around, but the TARDIS stood on an undulating plateau.
I don't know where we are, he murmured.
On the top of the world, perhaps, Susan said.
Possibly, Ian replied, as the doctor came to the door of the ship.
Chesterton, he called. May I have a word with you?
Ian went back into the TARDIS.
On the central control panel was a small black box with a hole burnt in one side. The doctor picked it up.
We are in dire straits, young man, he said. This is the energy distributor for the TARDIS, and it's gone to pot. No heat, no light, no power, nothing.
How long will it take you to repair it or make another one?
3 or 4 days, the doctor shrugged, longer than we have to live. We'll freeze to death inside because as it becomes colder, the interior will turn into a cold storage room.
And outside we'll freeze to death anyway, Ian added.
The doctor nodded.
Then I'd better find fuel for a fire to keep us warm.
Up here, the doctor exclaimed. What do you expect to find?
Heaven only knows, Ian replied, but I must try. As Ian went to the door, the doctor asked him to send in Susan to help him. When Susan had got...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?